যমুনা তীরাবনচারী যমুনা তীরাবনচারী জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে জয় ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস প্রাজ্ঞাচার্য স্বয়ং গ্রেসী শ্রী ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী শ্রী প্রভুপাদ কি জয় জয় ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ নিরপৃষ্ঠ ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত শ্রী গোস্বামী শ্রী প্রভুপাদ কি জয় অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কি জয় গ্রন্থরাশিমদ্ ভাগবতম কি জয় নিতাই গৌর হরি প্রেমানন্দে অল গ্লোরি টু সিমলি ভোল্টেজ অল গ্লোরি টু সিমলি ভোল্টেজ অল গ্লোরি টু সিমলি ভোল্টেজ অল গ্লোরি শ্রী গুরু প্রভুপাদ কি জয় হোয়াট ভার্স ইজ দেয়ার অন দিস বোর্ড থার্টি টু ফোর্টি ওকে 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 ব্রহ্মণ ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় So, we'll continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter 4. Amrish Maharaj offended by Durvasa Muni, text number 30 till 40. So, we'll just repeat this one, which is written on the board. I think 39 is written, right? ব্রহ্মণা অতিক্রমে দোষো দ্বাদশ্যাম ইয়দপারণে ইয়ৎ কৃত্বা সাধু মে ভূয়াৎ অধর্মো ওয়ানমাম স্পৃশেৎ ब्राह्मणा अतिक्रमे दोषो द्वादश्याम यदपारणे यत्कृत्वा साधु मे भूयाद् अधर्मो वान मामस्पृते अधर्मो वान मामस्पृशे ब्रह्मणा अतिक्रमे दोषो द्वादश्याम यदपारणे यत्कृत्वा साधु मे भूयाद् अधर्मो वान माम स्पृशे। माता जी ब्रह्मणा अतिक्रमे इन सरपासिंग द रूल्स ऑफ परफेक्ट टू द ब्राह्मणाज इन सरपासिंग द रूल ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट टू द ब्राह्मणाज दोष देयर इज ए फॉल्ट द्वादश्याम ऑन द द्वादशी डे यत बिकॉज अपारणे इज नॉट ब्रेकिंग द फास्ट इन ड्यू टाइम यत कृत्वा आफ्टर डूइंग विच एक्शन साधु व्हाट इज ऑस्पिशियस मी अनटू मी भूया मे सो बिकम अधर्म व्हाट इज इरिलीजियस वा इधर न नॉट माम अनटू मी अस्पृते अस्पृशेत मे टच अम्बसा केवले नाथा करिष्ये व्रतपारणम् आहुरं भक्षणं विप्राह्यासितं नास्ति च तत। नेक्स्ट वन अम्बसा बाय वाटर केवलम ओनली अथ देयरफॉर कृषये आई शैल एक्सक्यूट व्रतपारण द कंप्लीशन ऑफ द वॉ आहु सेड अवभक्षणम ड्रिंकिंग वाटर विप्रहा ओ ब्राह्मण ही इंडीड आसितम ईटिंग न आसितम च as well as not eating. Tat, such an action. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The king said, to transgress the laws of respectful behavior towards the brahmana is certainly a great offense. On the other hand, if one does not observe the breaking of the fast within the time of Dwadasi, there is a flaw in one's observance of the vow. Therefore, O brahmana, if you think that it will be auspicious and not irreligious, I shall break the fast by drinking water. In this way, after consulting with the brahmana, the king reached this decision. For according to Brahminical opinion, drinking water may be accepted as eating and also as not eating. Purport. When Maharaj Amrish, in his dilemma, consulted the brahmana about whether he should break the fast or wait for Durvasa Muni. Apparently, they could not give a definite answer about what to do. A Vaishnava, however, is the most intelligent personality. Therefore, Maharaj Amrish himself decided in the presence of the brahmana that he would drink a little water, for this would confirm that the fast was broken, but would not transgress the laws of receiving a brahmana. In the Veda it is said, apausnati tam naiva snatim naiva snatitam. This Vedic injunction declares that the drinking of water may be accepted as eating or as not eating. Sometime in our practical experience, we see that some political leader adhering to satyagraha will not eat but will drink water, considering that drinking water would not be eating. Maharaj Amrish decided to act in this way. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjanimilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadevi Yaima Puro Vibho Niramaya Sete Yadamu Supurusam Mukte Gudan Sodasa Sodasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Vachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhayamacha Patitanam Pamanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I will read from text number 30 till 40 and then we'll talk. In the month of Kartik, after observing that vow for 1 year, after observing a fast for 3 nights, and after bathing in the Jamuna, Maharaj Amrish worshipped the Supreme Personality of Ghari in Madhuban. Following the regulative principle of Mahabhishek, Maharaj Amrish performed the bathing ceremony for the deity of Lord Krishna with all paraphernalia, and then he dressed the deity with 5 clothing with fine clothing, ornament, fragrance, flower, garland, and other paraphernalia for worshipping the Lord. With attention and devotion, he worshipped Krishna and all the great fortunate Brahmana who were free from material desire. Thereafter, Maharaj Amrish satisfied all the guests who arrived at his house, especially the Brahmana. He gave in charity 60 crore, 6 million, of cows whose horns were covered with gold plate and whose hooves were covered with silver plate. All the cows were well decorated with garments and had full milk bag. They were mild nature, young and beautiful, and were accompanied by their calf. After giving the cows, the king first sumptuously fed all the Brahmana, and when they were fully satisfied, he was about to observe the end of Ekadasi with their permission by breaking the fast. Exactly at that time, however, Durvasa Muni, the great and powerful mystic, appeared on the scene as an uninvited guest. After standing up to receive Durvasa Muni, King Amrish offered him a seat and paraphernalia of worship. Then, sitting at his feet, the king requested the great sage to eat. Durvasa Muni gladly accepted the request of Maharaj Amrish, but to perform the regulative ritualistic ceremony, he went to the river Jamuna. There he dipped into the water of the auspicious Jamuna and meditated upon the impersonal Brahman. Text 38. In the meantime, only a muhurta of the Dwadasi day was left on which to break the fast. Consequently, it was imperative that the fast be broken immediately. In this dangerous situation, the king consulted the learned Brahmana. Hare Krishna. So, according to Padma Purana, one observing Ekadasi is just not ordinary thing. It's very special thing. Real Ekadasi is observed 3 nights, 4 days. Like suppose if Ekadasi is 2 days, then day before yesterday you should have eaten grain. Yesterday you should have eaten only fruits, and today nothing. And tomorrow you break it with water, juice or fruit. And after that day, you take grain. So 4 days and 3 nights. Here also, in verse number 30, it said, Vradante kartike maasi tri ratrim samaposita. Tri ratrim means 3 nights. So 4 days and 3 nights is the way. Maharaj Amrish, who is the 33 king of the dynasty of Brahma. From Brahma, many sons he had. One was Marich. And from Marich, the dynasty came. And he was 33rd king of that dynasty. And he was very great Vaishnava, Maharaj Amrish, as we have heard or will be hearing. He observed all the Ekadasi Prabhupada tell that if anybody wants to advance in Krishna consciousness, we must observe the Ekasi. There are two Ekasi in a month, Krishna Pakshi Ekasi and Shukla Pakshi Ekasi. In our Krishna consciousness moment, all the devotees, they observe Ekasi. But Ekasi means doing everything more. Less sleeping, less eating, and more service. Not that Ekasi means, fasting and sleeping whole day. Once, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, when he was on the planet, and he was taking account of the devotee what service they are doing. So he came to know that one devotee, Sridhar Maharaj, he was feeling weak and laying down. So when he came to know that the reason for his weakness and laying down is because he is fasting Ekasi, Nirjala Ekasi. So he told the servant, take this Mahaprasad, give him, let him eat and go out and preach. Ekasi is not meant for not eating anything and sleeping all day. So same way, our parampara, as you see, we are not, we are Goshtanandi, we are not Bhajanandi. Many a time nowadays, I see devotees are becoming Bhajanandi. They do fast, that's fine. If you can do it, nothing like that. You can fast, when from water, no problem. But don't reduce your service. If you are in book distribution, do book distribution. If you are going out preaching, go out preaching, attend all the program. If your body can cope up and do this thing, do it. If not, better we eat, non-ekasi prasad, and go out and preach. Preaching is the essence. Prabhupada said, preaching is the essence. Once, some of the devotees, they were chanting 25 round on Ekasi. Some were chanting 64 round. Nice to chant many round. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there, another devotee, and they were talking to Prabhupada. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, many devotees are chanting 25 rounds on Ekasi. Prabhupada said, oh, very good, the chanting 25 rounds. So he asked about service, that they are doing service or not. So they had a conversation like that. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj thought that Prabhupada is in agreement that every day we chant 16 round and Ekasi we chant 25 round. So he asked Prabhupada, should we make compulsory in our society that every day we chant 16 round and Ekasi we chant 25 round? Prabhupada said in negative way, he said, we are 16 rounder. We are 16 rounder. Means Prabhupada did not approve 25 round. He said, we are 16 rounder. We chant 16 round. Whether Ekasi or Dwasi doesn't matter. Because our goal is to do service. If you do a service and chant 64 round, no problem. Chant 16, 25 round, no problem. Don't eat anything, no problem. Don't sleep, no problem. That's good. But there should be no compromising in the service. Service must go. It's very important. So Maharaj Amrish, he performed all the devotional service on his own. But the Ekasi, it said that any ritual, any puja, any jagya and all these things, when it is done, then a husband must accompany his wife to do. Like Lord Ramchandra, when he was doing this Ashwamedha jagya, at that time Sita was not there, she was vanished by Lord Ram. That time he had to make gold Sita to perform the jagya. The same way here in verse number 29, he said, Ariradhisu Krishnam Mahisya Tulya Silaya Juktam Samvatsara Virodhara Dvadasi Vratam. Along with his wife, he performed this Ekadasi Vrat. And after performing, this was in Kartik month. So, you know, he performed Ekadasi Vrat next day morning. It was in Madhuban. He went along with his wife. He took bath in Jamuna. And he, along with his wife, worshipped Keshav, Lord Hari. Here it is said, Harim Madhubane Archayat. In Bhagavatam 10th canto, it said, Lord Hari always remains in Mathura Mandal. So, Hari Archayat, he was worshipping Lord Hari, who is the presiding deity of Madhuban or Mathura Mandal. So, how to worship Lord Hari has been described. We also do same thing. After Mangala Arati, the Pujari go inside and they do Abhishek with different substance, and then they decorate the Lord, you know, for Darshan Arati we have. So same way Maharaj Amrish, he worship Lord Hari by bathing, dressing with wonderful ornament, dress, flower garland, fragrant flower garland, not the garland which has no flower, no, you know, fragrance. The fragrant. It says here, Gandhya Malya Haran Adi Bhi. Gandha Malya. The garland has a smell. The fragrant flower garland. And this way, after worshipping Lord Hari or Keshava, Tadgantar Bhaven Pujayamasa Keshavam Brahmanascha Mahabhagan Siddhartham Abhibhaktita. Then, next after worshipping Keshava, he started worshipping the Brahmanas. Because Lord Hari is very happy to see that his devotees are being worshipped. Tadiyanam samarchana aradhananam pisarvesam Vishnu aradhanaparam. Worship of Lord Vishnu is the topmost among the worship. But more than that is worshipping his devotee. So now he worshipped the Brahmanas. How did he worship the Brahmanas? By bathing their feet, making them sit down, bathing their feet, feeding them with very delicious prasadam. Brahmanas are very expert in eating. They like to eat prasadam. They like to eat food. And Mathura Brahmanas are expert. I'll tell one small joke. It's fact. Once there was a Mathura Brahmin and he was traveling. And he had no ticket in the train. So TC, the ticket collector, he caught the Brahmin. And because he had no ticket. So the Brahmin said, all right, now please take me to your home. TC said, I'll take you in jail. He said, no, I am Brahmin, I cannot go to jail. You take me to your home. And he feed me. You got to feed me. And they really eat, even today, you see, they eat really, you know, good Brahmanaji in Mathura area. Lot of laddu and what not. Anyway. So, Maharaj Amrish, he fed those Brahmanas very nicely. And while they were going, you know, he gave them so many cows. 60 crore, 6 million cows he gave as a gift. And those cows were not ordinary cows. You heard that those cows were decorated so nicely. Their horn was decorated with gold, gold plated. Their hoof was decorated with silver, silver plated. And they have reshmi vastra or silken cloth covered. So we can see the riches of Maharaj Amrish, the wealth of Maharaj Amrish. Actually, nowadays one is considered very rich by how much bank balance he has, how much paper currency he has. That also not in his hand, it is in bank. It is in bank. And falsely he is thinking, I am millionaire. If government decides, you know, to take away that wealth, he can do nothing. He can do nothing. Like recently happened in India. You know, the people have so much black money cash. Government changed the policy that these money are not valid. Gone. So earlier people were not keeping this paper money. Prabhupada said they are so proud on the paper. The piece of paper. Nothing else. Earlier people were rich. They had land. They had gold. And they had cow. This was the real wealth. Gavena dhanavan. One is dhanavan. One with the wealthy. How is he known? By how many cow he has. Nand Baba. He was the king of Braj. And he had 900,000 cows. 9 lakh cows he has. So one is understood to be rich, but how many cow he had, how many acre of land he has, how much gold he had. That was. So here we see Maharaj Amrish had all these things. He was very rich. So he gave all the gift to the Brahmanas and then he fed them. And after feeding all the Brahmanas, he wanted to break his ekadasi. So in Dwadasi there is a muhurta. Like other day, it was Dwadasi and Prabhuji announced the breaking of a Kasi fast is 7:30 to 10 o'clock, right? Something like that, you announce. So 7:30 to 10 o'clock, 3 hours. Sometime, like 2 hours, 3 hours, like that. So Muhurta is there. And once you break the Kasi in that Muhurta. So all these Brahmana, they were also fasting a Kasi. And they broke their fast. And then very little Muhurta was left. And now it was time for Maharaj Amrish to break his fast. One must break the fast on proper time. Then it has effect of observing that breath. Observing the fast, otherwise it had no meaning. So, he was about to break the fast. He was just sitting and everything was ready. On that moment, without any invitation, Durvasa Muni comes. Now Durvasa Muni doesn't travel alone. He has 60,000 disciples that he travels with. Durvasa Muni is known for his anger. He becomes pleased, very happy, and he becomes angry very soon. He becomes pleased also very soon, and he becomes angry also. Chhanamapi tushtam, chhanamapi rushtam. Tushtam means pleased. He becomes pleased very, you know, momentarily he becomes pleased. Chhanamapi. You know, 1 second he becomes pleased. And chhanamapi, next moment he can become unhappy. That's Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni has a great role to play. I mean, just like look at Kunti. When Kunti was there, once Durvasa Muni came and he wanted to perform a kind of jagya. By performing the jagya, the result of jagya, he wanted to control all 24 elements of creation. And Kunti did that. She served him. And Durvasa was so happy. The whole section of Durvasa performing jagya and Kunti serving him. If you see how he used to become angry, shout at Kunti many times. Kunti had to be awake whole night because he was doing jagya whole night. And she couldn't even sleep. Sometimes, well, then he calls. So Kunti, one point, she became very disturbed and she was going to tell, like, hell with your jagya, I'm going. But she controlled, knowing the nature of Durvasa Muni. So somehow or other, one day, Durvasa was shouting on the top voice, Kunti, Kunti, Kunti. Kunti, what happened? Then he said, I have perfected whatever I was doing. Now I have controlled all the 24 elements of creation. I am so happy. I want to give a boon. I want to give benediction to you. So Kunti accepted. And then, because he could see the future of Maharaj Pandu or Kunti's life, so he said, I give you benediction that you can invoke any demigod and you can have a child with. So that benediction he gave, being pleased to Kunti. Same way, once Durvasa Muni, he became the guest of Duryodhan. And Duryodhan served him so nicely. So nicely. Durvasa was so happy with Duryodhan. And he asked Duryodhan, what do you want? What can I do for you? I'm very happy with your service. He said, well, my dear Durvasa Muni, my cousins, they are in the forest. They are an exile. I want you to go to Maharaj Yudhishthira's place. You have so kindly come to our house. You have blessed us. Earlier, if some guest or some devotee or some saint comes to a householder house, they felt so fortunate. Jedin angri hai. There is one bhajan, na? Tate guloko bhai. The day the sadhu comes and do the bhajan at the householder house, that day the whole house atmosphere is like goloka. So whenever the sadhu comes to somebody's house, the householder feels so fortunate that Maharaj, you came to my house. Nowadays time has changed. If sadhu goes to any householder, are you should have told me earlier, then I could have made arrangement. You just came like that. Time has changed. Earlier not like that. Earlier people they respected. And they felt great fortune. So Duryodhan, he felt fortunate. And said, oh, I have enhanced my fortune by your presence. And he was showing artificially the kindness to the Pandavas. He said, why don't you give the same fortune to Maharaj Yudhishthira? Please go. But only one condition. You should go after Draupadi has eaten. After Draupadi has eaten. So, Durvasa Muni has asked Duryodhana to ask for any boons. So he asked these boons that go to bless them after Draupadi has eaten. So Durvasa went. And Duryodhana was sending Durvasa not to bless but to curse Yudhishthira. Because Draupadi has a pot which was given by sun god Achaya Patra. And if Draupadi has not eaten, then she can feed anyone. Whole world she can feed from that pot. But if after she ate, then nothing she could do. So Durvasa came after Draupadi had eaten. And Yudhishthira Maharaja was very happy. He invited him for the lunch, their lunch time. And he came and he told Draupadi. He thought, you know, we have Achaya Patra, no problem, you can fit all 60,000 disciples of Durvasa along with Durvasa. And when Maharaja Yudhishthira told Draupadi, she was shocked. She said, oh my goodness, I just finished my eating and I can't help, I cannot do anything. I can't do anything. No food will produce. So she was worried what to do, knowing the nature of Durvasa, that he'll be angry and he'll curse us. So she called for Madhava, Krishna. And Krishna came. As soon as Krishna came, they have good relationship, Krishna and Draupadi. They're like friends. So as soon as Krishna came, said, Panchali, Panchali, I am very hungry. Please feed me something. Please feed me, I'm very hungry. Draupadi said, Krishna, what nonsense you are talking. You are putting the fuel in the fire. I am already disturbed. Maharaja Yudhishthira invited Durvasa. And I have already eaten. There is nothing I can do. And now you are asking, please help me, what should I do? I said, don't worry. Just see if there is anything in the pot left. Then Draupadi said, then there is one piece of rice was left. Krishna took that and he ate. So Krishna can feed whole world. So one piece of rice Krishna ate. And Durvasa Muni, he had gone to take bath. After bath he was going to come for the lunch. All at a sudden Durvasa Muni and his disciple, they felt filled. Boom. You know, they are filled. They have no place. And they thought, what to do? Now Yudhishthira is invited. Now there is no place to eat. Just like sometime when we have eaten too much and somebody invites you to come, or somebody invited you for lunch and you forgot and you ate Mahaprasad here or something, and then you have to go for the lunch again. If you don't go, people will feel bad that no, he invited and I said I will come, I am not coming, it looks bad. And if you don't eat, it looks worse. So Durvasa thought, what to do? So Durvasa decided to run away. Run away along with his disciples, because everybody was full. There was no place to eat. So long time happened, long time passed. They are not coming. Yudhishthira asked Bhima, please go and see what happened to Durvasa Muni. Where is he? When Bhima went, he saw they are all running. And Bhima is calling, please come, come, come for lunch. Time has come. And they are running. Because they are all filled. The same Durvasa has once again approached. Come to Maharaj Amrish. And see how Krishna saved Draupadi and Pandava. And here also we will see how Krishna saved Amrish Maharaj. So he asked Amrish. Amrish asked Durvasa, since he came, since he came on time for lunch, But natural that Amrit Maharaj asked him to take lunch. Tamar archita architi bhuya pratithana asanarhane yatechya mya vaharaya padamulo upagataha. I mean, anybody who comes to lunch time, we ask them, please take prasad. Will they take or not? That's a different thing. But our etiquette, we should ask. So, Dwasi time, Maharaj Amritswar is going to break his fast. On that time, Durvasa Muni came. So, how can he eat? This is our culture. If we are eating and somebody next to us, we first offer to them, then we eat. That's our Vedic culture. But somehow or other in ISKCON also nowadays we see our Western devotee. Somebody sitting next to you, they will not bother, they will eat. Our Vedic culture says, you first offer to person who is next to you. Forget about devotee, even karmi. When we travel sometime in train or even in plane, we ask next door, there's some prasadam, do you like to have? Even till today I ask. When I was coming and next to me some American people were there. And I think I was flying from Hawaii to Seattle. Long flight. So the devotee, they have arranged prasadam, you know. Before eating, I just asked, I mean, I didn't know what to do, but spontaneously it came out. I just asked that, we have some food, do you like to have some? And he was like, looking at me. You know. Then I realized, well, you know, they may feel offended. Here people, they feel offended. But in India, the culture is that we ask next door, when we are traveling in train or anywhere, we ask. And sometimes people they take, sometimes they say, no, please, you have it. With the permission, we take it. And they're a stranger. Even our devotee nowadays are not following the simple culture. They will eat, they will not bother to ask to other. We should not give up this culture. This Vedic culture brings, you know, too much affection and love, bondage. Feeding is something that Rupa Goswami said, dati prati granati guhyam akhyati princhati bhunjate bhojate chaiva shad vidhi prati lakshana. This is prati lakshana. This is symptom of love, affection, to offer something to somebody. So Maharaj Amrish has so much love for Krishna, love for the devotees, that he offer Durvasa Muni to please come and have. And Durvasa Muni agreed. And he said, let me go and have bath. Other thing is that before eating, you must take bath. You take bath and then put tilak and be fresh and then eat. You can feel the difference. You have come from somewhere, you are very hungry and you start eating. And hold your hunger for a few minutes, 10 minutes, go and take shower and come and eat and then see the difference. The body is light. After taking bath, body is light. Body is ready to welcome the food or prasad. You will really enjoy, experience, try. You take bath and then take prasadam. So Durvasa said, let me go and have bath and come back. He went to Jamuna. He took bath. He sat down in the water of Jamuna and he started meditating on Brahma. Pratinaddham ta tanyanchaha kartum avasyakam gataha. Kartum avasyakam gataha. It was verse number 37. It was midday, the kartum avasyakam, avasyak karj, or necessary work. And what necessary work? To take bath, chant Gayatri, noon time, sandhya bandhan. So he went to perform the necessary ritualistic ceremonies. He said, okay, I will take, but let me finish this thing. Nimajja brihadhyanam kalindi salileshve. Very auspicious Yamuna was flowing, and he went and he took bath and started meditating on the Supreme Brahman. And this way the time was passing. Time was passing. Long time passed. Muhurta Muhurta Dhasistayam Dvadasyam Paranam Pratihi Chintayamasa Dharmagyo Dvaitad Dharma Sankatai. On that situation, Maharaj Amrish was in Dharma Sankat. He was puzzled, he was bewildered. He didn't know what to do and what to do. So whenever we are in Dharma Sankat, whenever we are bewildered about Dharma or about anything, then we must approach our superior. When we are not sure of doing things, then we should not guess or count 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. You know, like sometime we count, wherever 10 falls, I'll do. No. They're all artificial adjustment. Best thing is that we approach our superior. If there is any disturbance or if there is any confusion, Dharma Sankate, there is a dilemma, then we should approach our superior. Just like Arjun. When he couldn't decide, he had one side all these kinsmen, relative friend to kill, on other side, as a Kshatriya, he had to fight, he had to kill them. Killing them is also sinful. That he is killing and not fighting is also sinful. So we are in Dharma Sankat. Then he approached Krishna, Karpaniya doso upahata svabhava prikshami tvam dharma samuddhacetaha yasrayana shitan buruhitan me sisastiham sadhimam tvam pravanna. He was also in Dharma Sankat. And here Amrish Maharaj is also on Dharma Sankat. So what he did? Dvijayi tad dharma sankatai. He approached to those brahmanas. And he asked them, what should he do? One hand he had invited, Dharma Sankat was, one hand he had invited Durvasa Muni to take lunch and he has not come. Time is passing. On other hand, the time for Ekadasi was going away. For Paran, Dwadasi was finishing. So what should he do? If he waits for Brahmana to come, then there will be no result of fasting Ekadasi. Then he will be displeasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if he is breaking, then he is displeasing the Brahmana. So one hand he is displeasing Brahmana and other he is displeasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What should he do? Then he approaches the Brahmana. Brahmana atikrame dosho dvadasyam idaparane. If I don't respect the Brahman Durvasa, then it is fault. And if I don't break the Ekadasi on Dvadasi Tithi, Dvadasyam Yadaparane, that is also not proper. So what should I do? Yat Kritva Sadhuvim Huyat Adharmo Vanamasaspret. So he approached the Brahmin and said, please tell me, please guide me, what should I do so that I don't commit any adharma or irreligious act. What should I do? So Prabhupada writes here, it appears those brahmanas, they didn't want to take risk. Because they knew who is Durvasa Muni. So they didn't want to take a quarrel with Durvasa Muni. So they decided to keep mum. They didn't want to say. They could have said, you know, because if anybody approaches you for some help, and if you are capable of helping, you should help. That's the code of conduct. You should help. Brahmanas were capable of helping. But out of fear from Durvasa Muni, they are not able to say anything. They kept mum. They decided better to be quiet than say anything, you know. Which, if you say, no, no, you break your Ekasi on Dwasi time, now to Muhurta, you do your Paran, then Durvasa will be angry. And if you say, no, no, wait for Durvasa, then Lord will be upset. You know, so what to do? So they kept mum. And Amrish Maharaj could understood. He understood that why they are keeping mum. He understood. He said, all right, I understand. I sympathize with you, no problem. Then Amrish proposed himself. He said, Ambasa kevale natha karishye vrataparanam ahur bhakshanam vipraha yastitam nastam chatat. O Brahmana, according to a scripture, I have heard that drinking water is like breaking Ekasi and not breaking Ekasi. So this proposal came from, this is described in Padma Purana, that drinking water is like breaking Ekasi and not breaking Ekasi both. So this proposal was given by Amrish Maharaj to Brahmana. And Brahmanas, again they kept mum. They didn't say anything. So in Sanskrit it is saying, Maunam Sukriti Lakshanam. If somebody keep mum or quiet, means he is accepting. Quietly he is accepting. So Amrish thought that, okay, they have accepted my proposal. And thereafter, Amrish took some water to break his Ekasi. And what happened after that, that will be here from tomorrow. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comment, question? It's on. Okay, go ahead. Without this is better. That depends on our association with devotee. When you have association with devotee, then first of all your misery comes. Misery will come, but you'll be able to cope up with that. Because if devotees are around, mentally you'll be very happy, mentally satisfied that devotees are around me, who will take care of me. Sometimes when one becomes sick and all alone, nobody around, then mentally he becomes very sick. If mentally somebody is strong, then physically also he can become strong. And if mentally somebody is weak, then physically, boom. It's like earlier, the warrior in battlefield, they're mentally strong. One hand is cut, still they're fighting, because they're strong. So, with association of devotee, mentally you will be strong. So you will cope up with all the miseries. See, misery is not coming depending on our asking misery to come or not asking. It comes according to our karma. We have done our karma in previous life, and then we have to suffer our own karma and enjoy our own karma. But what happens in association of devotees? That misery will come, but we can cope up with that. And devotee will be there to help. And when the Lord see that we are in association of devotee, the Lord also reduce that misery. So the answer is association of devotee. Yes, dham has its own importance. So fasting in dham is much more greater than fasting in Chicago. There's no doubt in that. Same thing. The dham plays a great role. Even sleeping in Vrindavan Dham is like offering Dandavat. Get same punya of offering Dandavat. Sleeping in Vrindavan Dham. The Chinmay place. But well, better to stay in Chicago and preach than go Vrindavan and do fast on Ekadasi. In this case, preaching is more important than fasting Ekadasi in Vrindavan. This is more important. Alright, so stop here. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.